Hello, people that are subscribed to me. Hopefully you will not leave for that ridiculous intro. At least it's not as ridiculous as whatever the heck you came up with.
Don't worry
Also,
about it.
speaking of you might be wondering, who am I talking to? This is Alyssa is Key. She is here with me today to celebrate the beginning,
Yay!
yes, to celebrate the beginning of my podcast.
And summer.
That is true. That is true. I will not be here for very long, though. Not in the video, but just in the presence of which is her. I will not be here for very long.
Sad. She came to my house one day and she said, "Hey, let's celebrate."
No. You came into this room and I jumped out of the walls and you were like, "What the heck are you doing here?" I shouted at you, "Let's make a video." You said, "Okay, just don't hurt me."
Eh.
That's what happened.
Well, you're not wrong about that. You came out of the closet. You jumped
I
straight out of
know that is
the
not what happened. I refrained from saying that and instead out of the walls, Kool-Aid Man style.
Yay. So
That's
now
what
there's a
happened.
hole in my wall.
Yes,
Anyway.
a Alex-shaped hole in the wall. That is definitely what happened.
Why are we here? I'm terrified. Why was I brought here
We
today?
are here to talk about random things that go through our heads because why not? I mean, hey, it's 2024. People are crazy. The world is burning. We might as well just, say random shower thoughts that we have in our mind. We have random intrusive thoughts that are going through our minds right now. Should we spray them with fire extinguisher or just walk away when a Karen is talking to a guy randomly?
Just walk away.
Just walk away. Though that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about random thoughts that go through our heads daily, that are very questionable and or not, but just weird.
You start, I dare you.
Okay, well, one of mine is actually written down, and I think I've told you this before. And I know it's very stupid, but I just thought about this one day. I was like, what if the reptiles and other animals that exist today are just like descendants from dinosaurs, right? Like dinosaurs are just like dinosaurs existed one time and then they just kept on going down the line of children. And so my dog could potentially be the ancestor of a dinosaur.
And someone in the universe that was born around, I don't know, 2016, I don't know, could be a reincarnation of my dog, and I probably accidentally created, questionable hobby for someone.
Well, that's a phenomenon that could have happened. But what if, like how sharks are like, they have existed since like
Ooh,
prehistoric
scary
times.
sharks.
Shut your face hole. They have existed since prehistoric times. What if they are actually dinosaurs are actually like the like ancestors of the animals that we have today? Like a lizard could be a descent of a T-Rex.
Cap. But also, yes, they are.
Well, yeah.
Like, what did you expect me to say? They're not? Eh, I don't know what you expected. They are. Well, I mean, most likely, yes, they are. Some reptiles have existed for as long as dinosaurs have, and some dinosaurs have devolved into reptiles. And sharks are scary because they have existed for longer than dinosaurs and still will for the next forever because we don't care about killing them. Well, I mean we do, but we don't, you know? If you know, you know.
Oh yeah, and then another one that I actually do remember telling you
Oh good. There's a lot of things you tell me.
was yes, was the fact that what if when the Megalodon was alive, he was a baby, and that's actually how big the baby was. But in comparison to the baby, the parents would have been huge, obviously.
Okay.
And the Megalodon was already the size of a tank. Imagine if, like, it died at like a young age,
I
and
was
it.
born at a very young age.
Shush.
I was blind when I was actually, I couldn't see. I was blind actually.
But what if when the Megalodon was alive, he didn't actually grow up to be a like a adult sh like shark or Megalodon or whatever. He actually just like was a baby the entire time he existed and then died at a very young age. And the parents would have been humongous. Like the fact that they would have probably taken up the entire size of the ocean is crazy.
Bruh, I'm not gonna
Or
act.
some of it, anyway.
I'm not gonna act like I'm scared of sharks, like I did like 5 seconds ago. Like I was saying sharks are scary. They're not. If you bother them, they'll bother you and probably kill you if they
Just like
wanted to.
bees, man. Like, that
But
doesn't mean that they're not terrifying to think about the fact that they could kill you. It's like humans. They could kill you at any moment.
you are actually more
Yeah,
likely to get bitten by a human in New York than get bitten by a shark. Did you know that? You probably didn't. It is more likely to happen. If you didn't know that, now you do.
mean, actually, though, it's more likely to be bitten by a human in the desert than a shark. Like, literally,
If you're
like,
with someone,
yeah.
yes. If you're 100% alone and there's literally no one there ever, and you're probably gonna die by yourself by not bringing water because you suck at bringing around a water bottle, that's on you.
Yeah.
Definitely have not gotten lost in the desert and/or been in the desert because someone's parents decided to live in the desert. Not naming names here.
Yes.
Anyways, someone's parents decided that they wanted to live in the desert.
And yet I'm terrified of sharks. What I've been talking this entire time about random things that go through my head daily that haunt my nightmares, what are some of yours exactly?
That's a very good question. A lot of random nonsense goes through my head every single day. One random thought that I've been bringing up to myself is, what if I am in fact autismistic? That is a random thought that has came up to my bread mold bread. What
Your
the hell?
bread.
My head. My brain. I almost said
I can't sing the actual song
I was
because
gonna hit the
it's.
mic, but I don't think I should do that.
Yeah,
Anyways.
I can't sing the actual song because it's copyrighted.
Anyways, one random thing that's been coming up into my brain hole for the last, I don't know, months is if I actually may or may not be autistic. And if I was, that would be another whole nother terrifying thing. Because if I was, then my animals leaked her name. My friend would be right, because she's called me autistic for the past year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she has ADHD, but we don't need to talk about that. Anyways,
She's actually diagnosed. I
she's
am not.
diagnosed. Good for you guys. Like, literally. Best match
Yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Also, the reason why she just said best match ever, I married her best friend. It's a joke. I'll drop the lore of like why we're married and why it's not actually a real thing
Then you'll have to
in
leak
another
the. Yep.
video. Because right now we're trying to stick to somewhat of a consistent basis for this, so we're not gonna talk about that right now. I'll make a video later. But anyways, what were you saying?
Why do people not pay teachers enough?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't know, but my teacher
No,
has
I do know. I do
my
know.
my teacher has to deal with 30 kids every single day.
Yeah.
One of them is a psychopath, maybe.
Yeah.
And the other 29% of the percent, huh? The other 29 kids themselves are just a handful. I'm surprised I got through the year at all in any kind of way. No, yeah. I am not a straight up child. I mean, I am, but I'm not. Don't worry about it. My teacher, all of my teachers, actually, they get paid very little to deal with multiple kids every single day. My music teacher has to deal with every single class of the whole school.
Yeah.
And the third graders, no, not the third graders, A grade, that's for sure, is learning the recorders. Guess how that sounds when they don't know how to learn. Another thing, why are bananas berries?
What?
Bananas are berries and strawberries aren't. Think about that. Think about it.
I knew that bananas were berries because they had like some sort of a thing. I have something inside of them that does like make them a berry, but I didn't know the fact that strawberries aren't berries. That's crazy.
Strawberries aren't berries? Bananas are.
You
think
learn
about
something
that.
New every day. The more you play the meme, the more you know.
I learned today that people can materialize into walls. Yeah. One thing that I actually did learn today was my best friend did not come over today, so I learned that they are probably busy today on this day.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. One thing I will tell you is that there are, you know what a microbe is?
No, I'm dumb. Please explain.
You know what the word micro is, right?
Yeah, it means small.
Yeah, so just take a microbe, like a micro thing. Very, yeah. Very, 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 very little, yeah. Very small. Yeah. So, hello, my lisp, I'm sorry.
Good for you.
Take what that is and turn it into a living thing. So it's basically like a germ. There is that many things on your body or more than there are people on Earth.
That makes sense. Because there's a ton of those on your body, probably. And, like, flipping, like, I mean,
probably,
if you just had one on each person.
Probably 10,000 and or more, probably more, have died probably only on your face within you watching this video. As of right now. Just think about that. It's your fault they're dead.
What?
Anyways. 10,000 or more of those little microbe things have died on your face within the time span of this video that you have watched.
But yeah, if you just had one of those on your body and then like on every human in the world, it would equal, obviously, because there's one human and then one thing. So obviously it would equal to the amount of humans, but like the fact that you have millions of those in your body, obviously, very, very obviously, there would be like more of those on your body than human beings.
I like how my glasses make things brighter.
Well, good for you.
Like colors, too.
We're both blind, by the way.
Yeah.
We're not blind, we just have very bad eyes. Well, she does. It's not that bad.
You have bad enough to need glasses, but you can also live your life without them.
Yeah.
I can't see far away from only my right eye.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I may or may not need these glasses. Like, need? Need is a very strong word. But if something were to happen to my left eye, then I would need these glasses. Because I cannot see far away at all that much without my glasses. Do you know what's even worse than that?
What is even worse than that? Please share your trauma.
Plastic.
Okay.
Plastic is ruining the earth and it's our fault.
Well, yep. Yeah,
The earth is burning, the icebergs are melting, and the animals are dying, and it is all of our fault.
They also enforced masks on us during the apocalypse that we went through. Not that long ago. Deep inhale.
Didn't affect you as much as it affected me.
Yeah, that's true. I actually started getting into people turning it into bling at one point because they were just like, "Ah, this is just our environment now. We have to adapt."
I had to leave my friends. I had to leave
Yeah, that's true.
my teachers. I had to leave everything. And yet I was not even the class of 2020. Class of 2024, man!
Literally got stuck here at your home planet, for like
3 months? 4
3 months
months?
collectively. It gets confusing.
The only person in my family that didn't get the vaccine was me! That's kind of it,
Yeah, but you did have to do something, right? You did have to get like some sort of a, I thought.
All I got was the flu shot.
Oh yeah, the flu shot that
Recently, it was
literally hurt
the.
your arm to death.
Nah, that wasn't recently. The one that hurt my arm to death was so I can get into school.
Oh yeah,
But
that was
I had to get 3 shots. That was 3 actually. That
yeah.
was so I can get into school because reasons.
That was
But
around the time that it was still